So you have yourself a blog. It doesn't matter whether it's a personal one or a corporate one. It's hard to keep them going. You start off with a lot of enthusiasm, but that soon wanes. And the majority of blogs have long since been abandoned by their authors, who have either struggled to find new content and come up with new ideas, or have found the blog just more time-consuming than they've anticipated. Well, I've been blogging for 4 years now, and I'm thinking about next week's show where I'm answering a question about where do I find my inspiration for my blog articles, and how long do I spend on them and that kind of stuff. So I thought I'd share with you just here a few tips that I'll go into in greater depth on next week's podcast. I think my number one tip is limit the time you spend producing a post. If you spend hours and hours going over your posts and making them just perfect, then you end up posting less often and you're put off from posting because of the amount of effort involved. It's got to be lightweight if you're going to keep doing it. Number two is keep an ideas list. I have ideas for blog posts all the time, and I've trained myself to constantly ask, would this make a good blog post, for whatever I happen to be doing at any particular moment. However, you can guarantee that as soon as I sit down to write my post, my mind goes blank. So make sure you keep a list. Number three is create an outline before you start. Jot down a load of random ideas in something like Omni Outliner, and then organize those into a structure which will be your final blog post. Number four is write first and edit later. You can get caught up in spelling, grammar, and structure and all of that kind of thing, and that actually damages the flow. I find it's much better to just write the complete thing straight through without stopping to reread what I've done. Next one is write for your audience. Very important, fairly self-explanatory. We often end up writing stuff for ourselves and our own egos rather than actually that will be useful to our audience. Write for scannability, that people don't have time to read articles in full, so you need to make it easy for them to get the gist of what you're writing about. As for suggestions, I often ask, well, you know this if you listen to the podcast or whatever, that I often ask readers to send me in questions and reviews and comments, and often these inspire blog posts. And also remember that your blog posts don't always need to be you sharing words of wisdom. You can be asking for wisdom from your community too. And finally, I'm a great believer in recycling ideas. For example, I'm now talking on Audioboo about something that I'm going to be blogging about and that will appear on the podcast. So there you go, some ideas to improve your blogging. Not a definitive list, but hopefully helpful.